This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Christian Glass's parents have agreed to the largest known law enforcement settlement in state history. A Clear Creek County Sheriff's deputy killed their son. CPR's Allison Sherry explains.
Glass's parents, Sally and Simon, say they will speak to new police recruits about what happened to their son and help create a virtual reality training video for state police officers about their son's death. Sally Glass.
This is the victim of your crime, and to face us and know the damage and the hurt and the heartache and the long life that you ripped away, you don't get to hide from that.
Clear Creek County will also dedicate a crisis response team, something they didn't have the night of Glass's death. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Denver mayoral candidates debated last night. Kelly Bruff and Mike Johnston touched on the housing crisis. Johnston says he plans to build more affordable housing.
I've committed a vision to build 25,000 units that are permanently affordable over the next 8 years.
Bruff, on the other hand, says...
And this isn't just for affordability. This is also for our environment, for transportation reasons, air quality reasons, water usage. So you'll see my administration really focus on building that more affordable housing, not just rent, but for sale as well.
The candidates debated a handful of other major issues impacting the city. The election is June 6th. United Airlines is expanding at DIA. The airline will add 6 routes, a dozen more gates, and 3 clubs. United says it expects to hire more than 2,300 people. You're listening to CPR News. Colorado Matters is next.